Welcome back to Practicing Catholic. Patrick Conley, glad to be with you again, along with Cammy Berthume, our producer, Paul Sadek, our technical producer, coming to you through the Relevant Radio 1330 AM studios in Golden Valley. Well, because of the pandemic and its stay-at-home-slash-lockdown component last year, many of us experienced for the first time what many of our sisters and brothers live daily, which is being homebound. Were you aware that the church and many parishes have special ministries to care for those who cannot leave home? Lori Hanisch, Director of Pastoral Care at St. John Newman Catholic Church in Eagan, is here to tell us more about ministry to the homebound, particularly as we are now in the holiday season. Thanks for joining us, Lori.
Thank you, Patrick. It's a joy to be here.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for taking the time again. Today, we're going to be looking at a ministry that often goes unseen, ministry to the homebound. So in your role as the chair of the Association of Pastoral Ministers, what needs do you see in regards to the homebound around our archdiocese?
We see that with people that are in their homes, they aren't able to join us in community with the Mass when we're at the receiving the Eucharist on the Sundays or on the daily Masses. And we see individuals that just are isolated and perhaps just feeling that distance from our faith community. So it's our responsibility as Christians, as Catholics, to go out to them and serve them with the Holy Communion, doing this in a way that carries out with the whole community, our faith and our charity and our love for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's, I think, one of the things I like to do when we're talking about this, and people might be in a situation where we've just never encountered that before. I mean, yes, we've been, we live in Minnesota, right? So we've all been snowed in at some time or other, certainly. But, and with the pandemic, as I said in the opening there, that, yeah, we've had a taste of that, perhaps, especially during the lockdown times. But in all, in essence, I mean, it seems to me that this is a pretty profound way of suffering and of sacrifice that people who are homebound are undergoing. Has that been your experience as well?
It absolutely is, and it brings us, you know, into that connection of the suffering with Christ. But I do think you hit on an important topic there, that during the dispensation from the Sunday Masses, that obligation there, and especially during that shutdown that we experienced during COVID, initially from that March until that end of May in 2020, we were able to connect so greatly with those that aren't able to receive communion on a regular basis, that are homebound. And I think that it has given all of our ministers within our parishes a greater empathy as they're going out to deal with those who are not able to receive communion on a regular basis. And these might be people that have had surgeries recently, that might be sick and ill and isolated at home. And the hardest part, I think, at least for me on my side of the ministry, is that we don't always know about these individuals unless somebody contacts us, either from the family or the individual themselves reach out to us. And it's so important that we stay connected with those that are homebound.
Right, and maybe this is as good a time as any to say, so if people do know of somebody who's homebound and could benefit from some of the services you provide, how or where can they go? Should they go first to their parish? Can they reach out to you particularly with the archdiocesan, at the archdiocesan level? What should they do?
Absolutely. First and foremost, they should reach out to their parish. Most parishes will have a pastoral minister on staff, or if not, the priest that would be available to help them. And they can make arrangements. Our volunteers go out to do the communion ministry with either those that are homebound or those that are living in senior living facilities that just can't make it into the actual masses here within the parish. And they would be able to arrange visits with them to take out communion. They are able to offer other services for them. We offer to add them to the prayer chain, to the prayers of the faithful on the weekend, anything to keep them connected with the community here. Mm-hmm. But first and foremost, it's bringing Christ to them, and as well as many of them don't realize that they are being Christ to us and what a gift they are offering the volunteers by asking to have somebody come and visit and bring them the Eucharist.
Right. Yeah, I think it can only serve to strengthen the bonds between the members of the body of Christ, and I think it's a tremendous ministry. But just for those who may have never been on a visit to the homebound, what's typically going on? What are some of the standard things that happen? You've mentioned communion, of course, but what happens during a visit?
Absolutely. When one of our volunteers, communion minister volunteers, goes out to a visit to somebody that's in an individual home, They will begin by taking the communion from the Blessed Sacrament from church here directly to the individual, and they carry it in something called a pyx, and we like that to be the vessel that they're carrying the host in, and we like them to carry it in a burse, so it's in a small pouch that's close to their heart, so Jesus is staying close to their heart. When they get to the individual's home, they will sit and have conversation with them, get to know the individual a little bit if this is maybe their first visit. And, you know, it's just, we're trying to make that connection on all levels. These people that are homebound have possibly been isolated and just need to have that connection, know what's going on with their faith community, and just know that somebody's being that listening presence and that caring presence for them. And during the course of the visit, then they will offer them communion. We've got a communion rite that the volunteers are trained in. During COVID, we were allowed to do a little shortened rite. COVID brought so many challenges into it that,
sure,
as did everything, you know, with the COVID. But so we had a little shortened rite with that. But they offer them communion, say prayers with them, ask if they would like any prayers sent back to the community that we could pray for them on different levels or for people that they're involved with. But just to bring that Blessed Sacrament to them is such a gift and an honor.
Yeah, absolutely. Literally bringing Jesus to them.
Absolutely.
But as you said, also receiving from the people that they're visiting, a sense of the presence of Christ as well, as, of course, Jesus will look after the one sheep who is not able to join with the rest of the community.
Absolutely, so, yes.
Yeah, very good. Well, I'm also curious, there may well be some people, well, let's get to that in a second. I'm going to press pause on that, but I want to know, of course, how people might volunteer. But before that, let's focus in, because it is the holiday season here, and I can imagine that the felt separation is all the more acute during this special time of the year. Can you just reflect a little bit on that with us?
Absolutely. It seems to get magnified over the holidays, and
sure,
people quite often will reach out and want to do extra items for those that are homebound during the holidays, which we so greatly appreciate, because the need is always there, and we know that. And with the communion ministers that are going out during the holidays, we kind of started this mostly during COVID with reaching out extra to individuals. During COVID here at our parish, we reached over 2,200 households during the shutdown just to check in on them and see how they were doing. Those were individuals that were 55 and up. We started with those that were older and then worked our way down. And to see if, you know, at that time we couldn't take communion out to them, but let them know that their community was praying for them and we were in spiritual communion with them. And then from there on, we evolved to sending cards out and just trying to stay in touch with those individuals any way we could. And that evolved into last Christmas. We continued with the phone calls and checking in on people that we didn't need to have particular visits out to, or that didn't want us to visit due to the COVID or things like that. As far as the holidays, we were able to send out extra cards to them. This holiday, we're looking at also taking out the calendars and other care packages that we can. So if there's any parishioners besides volunteering as an actual minister, maybe reach out to your parish and see, would they like any cards to be sent out that you could just drop off? You don't get the addresses of the individuals, but maybe you could drop them off at the parish and they could be sent out to individuals who might be a little more isolated. Perhaps is there somebody that could receive a phone call if they receive special training and had all the background information, checks and things like that already taken care of? Maybe they could reach out by phone, too, if they couldn't go out as a communion minister to visit with somebody. Just different ways that they can stay in contact with those people who are feeling more isolated, especially during the holiday time.
Of course, yeah. Wonderful suggestions there. I really like that. But you do make a good point, Lori, that, there are ways of certainly getting involved, but we probably need to contact somebody at our parish to inquire about it, right? Rather than just kind of taking the bull by the horns and going and visiting people that we've heard may be homebound or not because of some of the safety concerns that are out there, and we're going out representing the parish, right? Why don't you talk a little bit more about that?
Correct. You are going out to represent the parish. So any of our communion ministers to the homebound are actually extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion, which means that there's somebody that's 16 plus, fully confirmed, has that deep love of the Blessed Sacrament, and just committed it to the Church's understanding of that real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. But they also have to be people who have had the Essential Three training at the minimums, which means that they've had to have a code of conduct done, they have virtues training, and they also have had a background check done. And also through the Association of Pastoral Ministers, being a member there, I have access here to Ministry to Vulnerable Adults training, and that's really important too, to just get that out, because it's mostly our vulnerable adults that we are visiting. They're isolated and going through a time of distance, whether it's temporary or permanent, and just to know that somebody that's visiting them that not only has that deep love for the Blessed Sacrament, but that also has all the appropriate background checks done that needs to be taken care of through the Archdiocese.
Right, right. And that's, I mean, it just makes sense to me that that's part of it, because, again, we're really building up the body of Christ. And so these kind of checks and everything, if they seem burdensome, they're not really. And,
yes,
and if there's a, it's really for the protection and safety of everyone involved, both the person
all
who's receiving the care.
Yep,
exactly, as the ones who are offering it as well.
Yep,
well,
absolutely.
Before we let you go, Lori, just wondering, you know, you've mentioned a couple times about how the people who volunteer and bring communion to the homebound, who visit the homebound, who are able to converse with them as well, that that they receive a lot from the people that they visit. Can you think, or do you have any personal stories about something that you've received, or just how you have received from someone you've visited?
Absolutely. I personally like to go on the initial visits for most calls that come in if I'm able. And over the course of the years, just the being in the presence of the individual that is at home, they just have such a love of the Lord that when they call in and want to connect with the community here, want to stay connected with the community, and just to witness the sacred stories that they're traveling through, the challenges they might be facing, the suffering that they might be going through at the time. And just to be allowed into that sacred story, it's just it's such an honor and such a joy to be able to witness that and to be able to be part of their journeys.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, great story. Thank you for all the work that you do, Lori. We're so grateful that you joined us here on Practicing Catholic as well. May God bless you, especially during this holiday season, and may many take up the reins to go and visit and bring communion to the homebound. Thank you, Lori.
Well, thank you, Patrick, and blessings to you as well.
All right, thank you. Lori Hanisch, and she is talking to us about ministry to the homebound. All right, let's head into our final break here. Right after this, Paul and I will be back with some ways to have an awesome Advent, so don't go away.
This is Teresa. I just want to thank you, Bishop Cousins, for your authentic joy. You just represent what is good and beautiful and right in our beautiful church, and the years of your teaching us prayer and sacrifice are immeasurable. So God bless you, and we pray for you in your next diocese. Thank you.